Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn has been under nearly constant fire, mostly related to accusations that he violated campaign finance laws, though some have been of a more personal nature. On the campaign finance front, Yavapai County Attorney Sheila Polk has become the second prosecutor to determine that an independent expenditure committee, Business Leaders for Arizona, had illegally coordinated efforts with Horn's 2010 campaign. Earlier this week, Horn again denied those allegations.
We have definitive proof that the facts in that allegation are false. I'll be coming out with that in the near future.
So where does this leave Tom Horn politically, especially among likely Republican voters and those who tend to be conservative? With me for a few minutes is Shane Wickfors of the Sonoran Alliance website and owner of Red Mountain Consulting. Shane, good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Great to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. I realize you have a certain perspective on this. How strong is Tom Horn's position in the state Republican Party right now?
Of all the statewide candidates or elected officials currently serving office right now, I think Tom Horn is probably the weakest who will be up for re-election in 2014. I think there are many, many Republicans, and we're starting to see this movement away from Horn among most mainstream Republicans that make them very nervous about supporting him in the 2014 race.
It does seem pretty significant that he'll be challenged formally by former state gaming director Mark Brnovich. Should Horn be concerned? What do you think Brnovich brings to the table?
Brnovich is actually a very formidable candidate with more prosecutorial experience than the current attorney general and a record in many other areas of service across the state of Arizona. So I think, and when you start to see high-profile Republicans like the Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery now throwing their support behind Brnovich, I think Brnovich does pose a very serious threat to Tom Horn. Although Tom Horn has been known to be a hard campaigner, I believe that many Republicans are probably going to flock towards Brnovich's camp, as we're starting to see take place.
You mentioned Republicans are concerned about Tom Horn. Perhaps a very obvious question. What are the biggest concerns?
Well, there are a number of things, both personal and public. Whether it's the campaign finance violations that have recently surfaced again, I believe a county attorney in Yavapai County has given the attorney general an ultimatum in terms of paying back money he owns in a violation. There have been issues with regard to his being banned from trading on the Securities and Exchange Commission. He's had a number of issues come up regarding traffic infractions. And then, of course, there's his personal life, which many cultural conservatives have always been very, very worried about him, not only on that, but specifically on public policy positions that he took while he was in service in the legislature.
So how do many Republicans, especially those conservative Republicans, when Tom Horn denies these allegations, as he has very strongly, even yesterday he denied them, do conservative Republicans tend to think he's not telling the truth?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you'll start to see what happens based on where they tend to throw their support. I think Brnovich is the one that's capitalizing on the negatives that Tom Horn is under. But I think a lot of people, given that this has played out over an extensive period of time, are very concerned that these allegations are going to continue to haunt him from a public relations perspective, the campaign aspect, and this will be a huge problem, many Republicans believe, if he were to win the primary for the Republican nomination and go up against the foe he had in 2010 against Felicia Rodolini. Many Republicans are now believing that he won't be able to beat her, and in fact, in that race, he was the one statewide Republican candidate who came closest to being picked off. So You have to think about, in the terms of the thinking of many Republicans, how well he may fare in a general election. That's a huge concern.
But is there a danger as well of saying, here is someone who won state superintendent of public instruction twice, became attorney general, a very formidable candidate? Is there a concern, though, that even if he's a weakened candidate, he's proven he can win in a general?
You know, that's hard to say. I think that since the last election, these things have continued to pop up. and it's just dogpiling on what the perception of Tom Horn is. And I think that is what's going to cause his weakened state going into a potential general election. And that's why what you're starting to see is many Republicans are very nervous about supporting Horn, I included, and that that their best option right now is to pick a whole new horse in this race and then put that person up against Felicia Rodellini.
Shane, final question for you. Do you anticipate, as we've said, Tom Horn has been a very, very tough campaigner. Is there any reason to think he won't be a candidate next summer?
That obviously is a kind of a surprise question. You know, if something were to happen legally for him, yes, that could happen. I'm not going to predict that, obviously, but I think all systems are go for his campaign right now. And short of having somebody high profile come in and talk to him and talk him out of this race, he's probably going to remain in the race.
Shane Wickfors of the Sonoran Alliance website, owner of Red Mountain Consulting. Shane, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be with you.